Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message, Fully Alive in Christ. And on yesterday's broadcast, I mentioned about, and I couldn't find the scripture, no wonder I couldn't, it was in Galatians, but I'd like to share that with you, and that is Paul declared, in fact, it's interesting, his choice of words, he actually certifies. He is very strong that what he is sharing, the gospel he is preaching, didn't come by the arm of flesh, but it came directly by the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians, that first chapter, two verses, verses 11 and 12, Paul is saying to the Galatian church, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after me. This was not my idea, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." And then in Ephesians, that's the book we're looking at. All last week we looked at that second chapter, but in chapter 3, verse 3, he again reiterates to the Ephesians how that by revelation he, the Lord, made known unto me the mystery. And the things that he could share was not only the result of the revelation he received. I mean, yes, he was undoubtedly killed, went up to heaven. He spent 3 years in the wilderness in terms of waiting on God. Before he actually began public ministry, God was showing him, teaching him, obviously. Even though he was a brilliant scholar in the scriptures, God had to open the scriptures to him. And much of our New Testament is due to his obedience, that he waited on God and received the revelation that he did. And so this marvelous book of Ephesians, spent those opening chapters, he's praying, not only for those he was writing to in the Ephesian church, but through the saints of all times, asking that the eyes of our understanding would be opened, that we would, he prays for a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ. And he was able to share the things he did, not only by revelation, but by experience. That's because he walked through, he was persecuted. In fact, I don't know of any man who has gone through, when he lists the things that he went through, beaten with his feet rod 3 times and shipwrecked. I mean, it's not even included in the scripture, the number of times he shipwrecked and beaten cruelly with whips by the Romans, by his own people. It is astounding what he went through, but it had to be this supernatural revelation that God gave him, because he said, "I can do," and he did do all things through Christ who strengthened him, even to laying down his life for the cause of Christ. And so he is so desirous to impart to us this same knowledge, and he prays that way. And so it's so important, beloved, that we personally seek the revelation of the Lord in our lives and understanding of his word. Because if you're hungry for more of God, and I feel that most of you I'm preaching to desire more of God, you're not satisfied, you want to enter deeper into the things of God, you want to understand more of God's mysteries, well, he wants to say, that's a desire that comes from the Holy Spirit, and of course, he wants to satisfy that. And so as never before. And you know, we need to pray for our ministers, for our preachers, that they also will get the revelation of Jesus Christ, the real understanding. You know, also, the book of, in fact, let me read it to you, the book of Revelation. Listen to what John says. These are his actual words. He says, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Do you know what that word revelation in the Greek means? It's apokalypsis, and it means to unveil that which was previously hidden from view. And that's I believe, why Brother Glass named this ministry Unveiled Christ, because his mission, his purpose was not only to unveil and preach who Jesus really was, who he was in his power and authority, but also, and I've carried on that ministry, that there is another aspect of that, not only to preach who he was and all that he is, how wonderful, how glorious, how magnificent, how powerful, how all-knowing, but that he has given to us that same privilege, that we can experience his glory, that he wants us to partake of him, to be one with him. And so it's the outworking of Christ in you, the hope of glory. What did Paul say? He said, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. The sin nature has been killed. Sometimes it's, you know, it does try to resurrect itself, but as we understand what Jesus is telling us, there will be such amazing victories over habits that have been of long standing, over things that you haven't been able to get the victory over, because you have the understanding. And with that understanding, that faith will bring the empowering. God wants us. That's where he wants us. You know, how many times have I on this broadcast talking about various things, and God gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers for the work, for the edifying of the body of Christ, so the body of Christ could do the work of the ministry. What's the end game? Until we all come into the unity of the faith, unto the measure of the stature of a perfect man, unto the fullness of Christ Jesus. That's a pretty tall order. The Holy Spirit is very much up to that, and he's working on that very project in each one of our lives. Now, in some, he's just working to see them accept Jesus, to get them saved. Others, he's wanting to reveal to them the beauty and wonder of being filled with the Holy Spirit, baptism in the Holy Spirit, speaking with tongues. But it's an ongoing thing. It really won't be completed till we see Jesus, but it's going to be completed, because when we see him, we will be like him. Oh, isn't that exciting? I don't know about you. I'm just getting excited and got goosebumps. Praise God. Anyway, let's go back to the message. We need to pray for ministers so that they will preach the whole counsel of God. They will preach the revelation of Jesus Christ. You know what? I was going to read that first verse and I didn't. I'll have to turn back to it. Hold on. Revelation, that very first chapter. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. So this revelation of Jesus was not only the glory and the majesty of the unveiled Christ. It's the Christ that who was it, Peter and James and John saw on the Mount of Transfiguration. Remember, Jesus was transfixed before their eyes, talking with Moses, talking with Elijah. Well, when John saw again the unveiled, the glorified Christ, he fell at his feet as dead. He had leaned on the breast of Jesus, when he saw him in his glorified state, the mighty creator of all things, who spoke the world into existence, hallelujah, by the words of his mouth, he declared things and they were. This same Jesus who came and assumed flesh and suffered and died for us, because he and the Father and the Holy Spirit loved God's creation, man who he had made in the very image of God, to be restored to him. He would not let Satan have the final word. He promised in the garden to Adam and Eve that the seed of the woman, which of course was Jesus, would bruise his head, but he would crush the Satan's, his heel, but he would crush the Satan's head. And we, you know, we're not going to see that until the end of all things, after the great throne judgment. But God has a plan. He's never failed. He's in process. We get to see little glimpses of it. But the more we see God and the greater revelation we have, the more we will understand and be awed by the beauty of God's word. Praise God. And so we need to have preachers who are preaching the revelation of Jesus. And then the eyes of their congregation will be opened, just as was the Apostle Paul's. This was not just to be private revelation. Yes, it was necessary. He had to write down, and as well as experience the things of what the revelation was, Christ in us, the hope of glory, but also our eyes will begin to behold Jesus, the living Christ, and we will be fully alive in Him and see the victory that He gives instead of seeing only defeat. You know, beloved, I don't know about you, but haven't you seen defeat enough? I certainly have. It's just like one woe after another. Like to Jacob, you know, my days have been few and great and sore have been my troubles, as he told Pharaoh, if you remember that. But we've been conditioned by the world, and the Lord wants us conditioned by the revelation of Jesus and the Word of God. Well, I certainly didn't get very far in the message. We will continue on tomorrow. I'm hoping we can finish this week. But anyway, I love you, pray for you every day. And if you do have prayer needs, if you are struggling, and I'm not making light of sometimes the situations we get in are just, they're real crises. They're heartbreaking. They're heart-rending. It's like the end of the world. You know, I said recently to someone, I said, I was having some technical problems. I said, well, it's second only to the sky is falling. Oh, dear. But that's when we get pressed out of measure, that's how we feel. Paul was there. He said he despaired of life. They were pressed out of measure. But you know what? But God, He came through for them, and He's going to come through for you. Well, share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I will pray, certainly confirm receipt. But if you'd like a personal answer where I can spend some time by means of a letter ministering to your needs, then I ask you to share your mailing address. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.